from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Get back into your phone call, 617-779-7937. We were both watching some college football last night.
Yes, we were.
And I do think Colorado applies to the Patriots in a few different ways. That would include a guy who could be very highly drafted. Is there a chance we could have a two-way player in the NFL soon? We'll get to that coming up. Plus, of course, we have the grab bag before we get out of here today. But joining us right now on WEEI is Red Sox insider Lou Merlone. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, where you can win free groceries in their Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Lou Merlone, how are we doing this week?
Well, I'm good. I'm definitely well-rested, that's for sure. So, I got up around 12:30. Actually, I got up around 7:30 because we got in around 3 a.m. and I was like, no, this isn't good enough. I'm going back to bed. Next thing you know, it's late.
So, nice.
I'm good.
Nice.
All right.
Well, how should we feel about this Red Sox team? We're already this week, Lou. Rich and I have been totally out. We got sucked back in. Then last night happened. How should we be feeling about the Red Sox these days?
Yeah, that's a homestand you just can't have like this time of year. You know, it was nice coming back to back and winning those two games against Toronto. But the reality is you went 2-6, you know, and the sad part is that Minnesota's not really playing well at all. And you're 3.5 out, right? Can you turn this thing around? For me, I think I just sort of go in day to day. I'm not trying to ride this emotional roller coaster. It's almost like the player in me kind of that just show up, win today. Don't worry about a scoreboard, then look up and see where you are. So Bayo seems to be getting stronger. I liked what I saw from Crawford last night, but now like injuries are starting to creep in, right? Because you know, even with Devers coming back into this lineup, hopefully the next two nights at DH, it's taking Yoshida out of the lineup, who's one of your better hitters. It has been one of the best hitters since the All-Star break in the game, especially by batting average. So I don't know. They're in a tough spot, and they're playing teams that don't suck, that are pretty good. They're facing Scooble tomorrow. So they're in the area where they have to start winning series, and they haven't been doing that recently.
You hit on it, Lou. Minnesota's not playing well. They're 2-8 in their last 10. They've lost 4 in a row. So they want you to stay in it. Like, they're allowing you to stay in it because the Royals have taken off. It used to be 3 teams for 2 spots. Now it's 2 teams for 1 spot. And there is a series with Minnesota later on. So you just got to keep this thing close. And looking at the schedule, Detroit, New York, and then the White Sox, and New York being the Mets, then the White Sox, they probably have to go 6-3 during that stretch, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And regardless of what Minnesota does, because, I mean, the goal is for now to actually still make that September 20th series against the Twins mean something, right? Like, that is the goal. But yeah, if Minnesota loses the next 6 and you go 1-5, there's no reason to celebrate because Seattle just went by you. Detroit just went by you. Right. Tampa just went by you, right? So you got to start looking behind you if you keep playing at this pace.
I'm looking at Brian Bayo. You mentioned him earlier, and he is pitching better. Best start of his career, as you said the other day. His career ERA, I know maybe it's not the most new wave way to look at it, 4.71, 4.24. Right now he's at 4.66. And he is pitching better. Why should we believe, and maybe you don't, but why should we believe that now we're seeing him turn over a new leaf and it's not just the same, he's good for a stretch, bad for a stretch, Brian Bayo?
Well, I mean, at some point, he has to put stretches together to make everybody really believe that, right? But I did like what I saw from him the other day. I do think he's starting to have a better understanding of, you know, the four-seam fastball, and I think it's just a maturation of a pitcher, you know, more than anything. It does take a couple of years sometimes. Some guys come out right away and just hit it running, but for him, this is like an example of like what you said. People should not give up on the guys like Crawford and Hauk. And the reason why I say that, because sometimes you need that foundation season. And last year he threw, 160 pitches. There's a reason why he's the one that's looking like he's getting stronger, because he's done it before. So he attacks an offseason physically to know how do I get to 180? How do I get to 190? These other guys are having that season number one of trying to figure out how to pitch to 160. And hopefully next year, you know, they realize it, or they work in the off season, which they did this year, and just kind of get stronger. But I think his stuff plays. I still think there's really not much different at all between he and Luis Castillo's stuff. The difference is confidence. The difference is location. The difference is being a professional and understanding how to go through the rigors of it. So there's potential there, but I'm not, you know, ready to say that this is who he's going to be for the rest of his career. It's up to him to actually show it to me first.
I know Marcelo Mayer's hurt out for the year, but those other guys, yeah. Is there any scenario where they make their major league debuts this year, or is it all about, you know, showing up sometime next year?
Well, I mean, for me, I'm ready to see Christian Campbell, you know, like I am. Like, I'm not one of these, the year he's having right now. I mean, he gets promoted to AA and he hits, 360, 370. He goes to AAA and he's doing the same thing. Like, you know, with Hamilton going down and Devers kind of being in and out, you need an extra infielder. You know, you got Gasper at second base that I like, but still Sogard, you know, these guys are up here. Let this kid come up. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't wake up from the nap. You know, maybe he just continues right. It. We've seen it before. Jacoby Ellsbury came up, you know, and you're just like, well, let's just see, not put too much pressure on him and just put him in this lineup and see what happens. Like, I don't know. I think you're close to that spot of almost seeing this kid, because given the year that he's having, just to give him a look.
No, I mean, you mentioned Ellsbury. That's a good one. Like, we saw Bogarts come up in 2013. We saw Devers in 2018. So they've done it before. Those are all World Series winning teams. I don't know if that's the expectation here, but we've seen guys come up and contribute right away. Red Sox are just wrapping up a homestand, like you said. They're 31-38 at home. Just in your experience as a player, covering this team for a long time, what is a bad home record correlate with, especially when you're a good team on the road? They're 11 games over 500 on the road. How do you square those two away?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to comprehend. I mean, obviously it's the defense, and we said this for a while before some of the numbers started kind of showing up, because it was like, I don't know why you play bad at home, but for some reason you can't catch the ball. For some reason, it's just unearned runs. You kill yourself, and you don't swing it as well because you strike out too much as a team to even take advantage of that, you know, of Fenway Park. And I don't think that anything really gets in a team's head for a week or two. But when you start playing the way you play at home, and it's end of July, and it's into August, and it's into September, and you play well on the road trip, you jump on that plane, you're like, all right, we're going home. And the first thought is, man, we have to play better at home. So there's always this, like, wonder, you know, like you start getting in your head when you're 5 months into the season. It's like runners in scoring position. When it lasts for a month, guy goes up there and he's like, man, I got to get a hit here because nobody else can. We can't hit with scoring position. It starts to become a mental game. So I don't know what it is. Team plays well at home. Is it the fact that they don't have any right-handed hitters at Fenway? Like, we make fun of the Yankees for not having any lefties at Yankee Stadium. But their lefties hit well there. So I don't know. It's something I think that they need a big right-handed bat. That's what they need.
Well, because Cora was asked the same question recently, might even have been by you, and it was he mentioned the home runs too. Maybe even, you know, equal with the errors. Clearly, the unearned runs is a major factor, but they're not socking as many dingers at home as they are on the road. And over the last few years, I feel like even different GMs have made runs at it with like Hunter Renfro, Adam Duvall, Tyler O'Neill, yeah, Ref Snyder. But that's probably what they just need the most. We focus on pitching so much, and I still want them to target starting pitching. But, you know, if you're going to have Devers and Casas here, you're going to have Duran here, like, that's got to be it. I don't know who it is, but they got to get a big bopping bat for the middle of the lineup that's a righty.
Yeah, well, that dude we just saw in Toronto looks pretty good, too.
He does. Yeah, he does.
And you mentioned those names, and they're great. You know, like, they've been nice one-hit wonders. You know, same thing with Tyler O'Neill here as well. But they shouldn't be hitting thirds for you. You know what I mean? Like, those should be guys. That's the right-handed bat you should be adding to hit sixth for you or seventh for you. You know, the three-hole hitter that, you know, that they've lost since J.D. Martinez, or right-handed bat since, you know, Prime Xander or Mookie. Like, that's what you need to put in the between Devers and Casas for years to come. You know, if you want to bring a one-year guy in like a Duvall or Renfro or an O'Neill, you know, or 2 years of them, whatever, so be it. But, you know, the great lineup, those power bats, like those guys, probably should be in that fifth, sixth, seventh hole, not in the three hole, which we've seen Ref Snyder. We've seen Wong. we've seen O'Neal, you know, in those spots. And that's the biggest thing, well, offensively, other than obviously starting pitching next year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, speaking of pitching, last night, Lou, we saw Rich Hill, the immortal Rich Hill. Yeah. I don't think he was a teammate of yours, but he easily could have been. You've ever faced Rich Hill? Probably did.
No, I never did.
But it is pretty remarkable, and Jones kind of joked about it. On the one hand, it's like a cool story, and like good for him, 20 years pitching and all these different teams.
Yeah.
But then also it's like you have a team in the playoff race, and they got a call on a guy who's been out of baseball, who's 44, to come in and, you know, in these games that are super important for him.
Yeah, it's kind of where you are when the Paxton injury happened. Uh-huh. Like it was, Paxton was supposed to be like kind of like a depth starter. You know, you didn't go get a frontline guy, so you just got a guy in there to hopefully, you know, give you five or six and keep you in it. And he goes down. It's sort of like now we're really thin. Like before you got, and I don't even know if Rich Hill's going to start games or not, but you needed arms, period. I mean, if you wake up today and Cutter Crawford feels something in his elbow, who are you calling up? Like, are we back to having an opener and then two openers? Like, you still got a lot of games to play. So that's where Rich kind of comes into play. So I thought he looked really good last night. I don't care about the velocity. He's old. He knows how to pitch. He's got good spin on all of his stuff, so he's still effective. And if he gives you 3 outs, 6 outs, 9 outs, or maybe 5 innings here in another week or so be it. But it's a nice free addition. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. A guy mm-hmm. sitting out there would be dumb not to pick him up. You know, he can throw.
Mm-hmm. All right, he is Lou Maloney, our Red Sox insider here on WEEI. Lou, we're going to try to figure out a way to get the Dong Report going again here in the middle of the day. It's difficult to squeeze that in the middle of the day. I don't quite know how we're going to do that.
I remember, I always liked the Dong Report. I like kind of going up there, you know. Then you kind of go through the numbers, 33. Who's 33? I like that. I was like Larry Bird.
Yeah,
rock and roll.
You ever rock a 33? What'd you rock back in the day?
No.
26?
No 33.
26? I see 50.
I was all over the map.
Yeah,
I was all over the map. 50 as a rookie, 26, 28 in San Diego. Came back 1 year at 13 because somebody was wearing 26.
Ooh, 13. Dang. Yeah. A snipe there.
All over.
I see a 12 in Cleveland map. And a 21 with the Angels as well. Nice.
Yep.
All right. Well, Lou, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lou.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.